The current and projected low prices in U.S. natural gas markets have not slowed down the two pipeline companies competing to carry North Slope natural gas to market. Both TransCanada, with its state license approved under AGIA, and Denali Pipeline, a partnership project of BP and ConocoPhillips, still expect to take their plans to potential producers next year. TransCanada's Vice President Tony Palmer says he will start the open season process by submitting information to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission at the end of January. Once that's approved, the report becomes available for bidders who want to use the project, with the process concluding in July. Denali's Director of Media and Communications, Dave McDowell, isn't ready to set a date yet, only saying the open season will be held sometime next year.
An open season is when the pipeline company solicits long-term, multi-billion dollar shipping commitments from its customers. And in this case, the customers would likely include some of the North Slope natural gas leaseholders. They could be others as well.
The open season is an important step, but there's no guarantee Alaska will walk away with a project ready to go. Nor will either company speculate on the results of the openings. Neither would be surprised to see bids that have conditions attached. TransCanada's Palmer says that's just normal for large projects, and he's getting signals from potential bidders to expect conditional bids.
That is the norm, and it's also the norm that pipeline companies would then take a period of several months to work with those potential customers to see if they can resolve those conditions precedent. That's typical in the pipeline industry.
Palmer won't speculate on what the bid conditions might be, but McDowell says he's hearing the big issue is fiscal certainty. In other words, taxes on the gas.
They've said they need to understand what the rules are around gas taxation in order to have the confidence they need to make these, you know, multi-billion dollar, multi-year shipping commitments that will be used to underpin pipeline financing.
Neither Denali nor TransCanada can address the stable tax issue, and so far there has been no indication of the subject coming before next year's state legislature.